You're listening to SBS News.
Frances Stonis, now aged 56, lost her teeth at 16 years old in the Philippines. It has had a lifelong effect, but today the Sydney woman is getting an upgrade for her two front teeth.
Having that, you take it out, I lost my confidence. It's a difference when you got your own thing. It's lesson, a sort of, oh, have I got a lips, you know, a lisp, and do I look nice?
Now she says she is vigilant about looking after her teeth and her family's teeth.
With my children, I've been very, very protective of their teeth. Anyone I know, I said, last course is denture. Try to save your teeth. I've been very, you know, I've been upfront. Look after your teeth.
Increasingly, many Australians have fewer than 21 teeth and need replacements. Dental prosthetist Martin Dunn says in many cases it could have been avoided.
Often the people who end up without their teeth, if it wasn't a traumatic event, it's because of lack of oral hygiene and lack of having checks with their dentist.
The Deputy Chief Executive of the Australian Dentists Association, Ethne Irving, says people sometimes think losing teeth is just part of the ageing process, but she says that is wrong.
You should be able to keep your teeth for life, and it's very simple. If you look after them, you should be able to achieve that. So the days of pulling teeth have more or less gone unless it's absolutely necessary.
For Dental Health Week, Australians are being reminded to get an annual check, brush morning and night, and floss once a day. Dentists say they are worried almost two-thirds of Australians have had no checkup in the last 2 years, with surveys suggesting 8 in 10 fear the dentist. Many fear sitting in the dentist's chair will lead to painful procedures, but for some, getting the bill for the appointment is the scariest part. Dentures can cost up to $5,000. Martin Dunn, the dental prosthetist, says even people with private health insurance are subject to a cap on claims for major dental work.
It would be really nice if they could actually claim all of those years between 5 and 10 at the time that they got their dentures. That would make a huge difference to patients.
Dentists say consumers would be better off saving what they would pay on premiums. Ethne Irving from the Australian Dental Association explains.
Most people would be better off putting their money into a savings account, and we've called on the Australian government to consider providing the same rebate that's currently available to consumers with private health insurance policies to apply that same rebate to people who will save their own money.
But Private Healthcare Australia Chief Executive Rachel David says health funds are spending more than ever on dental funds, more than state and federal governments. She says they are paying out more than $2.6 billion a year in dental benefits, with 90% of services for low and middle income earners subsidised. Amanda Kopp, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.